This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And last week, Samantha, we were talking about what happens to a client when they come to our shelter, and we talked a little bit about how they get to us and what we do as far as intake and screening. But we do a lot once we get a person in the shelter, other than just feeding and housing them. And I guess you are just like we are. You get clients that stay anywhere from a couple of days to several months.
Yes. We've had folks stay as short amount of time as one day, and we've actually housed someone for about 5 months.
Right. And I think we did some statistics recently that the average for Mitchell County, anyway, is about 2 months. One of the things that causes that delay in time is because most of our clients have to have a place to stay, and they will need some sort of public housing. And there's usually a waiting list in Mitchell and Yancey counties.
Yes, and sometimes it's the federal level that there's just not enough vouchers to go around.
So we put them on a list and get them, and that's probably going to be the determining factor for how long they stay.
Yeah, and I don't want our clients to leave and just go into anything just to be housed. We've talked about that, and y'all don't either. So we'd rather them stay a little longer to go into something safe.
Right. Yeah. Also, we get them involved with or plug them into other agencies that they might need for assistance. For example, DSS is one of the ones that we use quite frequently.
If they don't already come to us with Medicaid, food stamps, TANF, or Work First, then we send them to DSS to apply for those services. Some folks need to be on SSI or Social Security Disability, and we help them access those funds as well.
Right. There's a program called TANF, which is not sure I remember what the acronym is, but
yeah, and that one always slays me too. But we do, each county has some TANF DV funds, domestic violence funds, that we can help access,
and that helps pay for client stay. And we use that money also to help them with things like deposits and that sort of thing. One of the issues that most clients face is work, because they've been in a situation where they're been in domestic violence. The abuser is, we've talked about this many, many times, it's control, and he doesn't like them to work, likes them to stay home where you can keep an eye on them. So they got to get a job.
Right.
And so that's one of the key things.
And some of our folks, you know, have not even finished high school, so they have to work in their GED.
That's right.
They just don't have job skills. So you have a program, David, that we can access in Yancey County called Fresh Start, and it's Displaced Homemaker Funds.
That's right.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a program that helps people with whatever they need in terms of getting plugged into a job. If they need education or training, we can help them with that. We can help them with interviews, how to interview, how to do resumes, all that kind of stuff. So we try to get people so they can be self-sustaining. That's one of our main goals, is we want clients, and I'm sure you do too, mm-hmm. You want clients to be able to leave and be able to support themselves and their children and not have to feel like they have to go back to a domestic violence situation just because of economics.
Exactly.
Now, mental health and substance abuse is something that some of our clients need, and we try to screen and get them plugged into one of the appropriate agencies for that.
We do, and we have local mental health providers who actually come to our shelter, and they provide one-on-one workers for folks. We've actually had therapists or screeners that will come to the shelter and do some mental health screenings, and so they have really been over backwards lately to work with our clients and provide them with whatever they need.
Now, education of these clients is an important thing. We try to I call it, you know, positive brainwashing, because we're trying to clear their minds of all of that domestic violence that they've been exposed to for so long, and try to teach them that there are more positive ways to live your life.
Exactly, and I call it tough love talking, and being like the mommy that just keeps talking and talking and talking, but it's all about empowerment and building self-esteem, and I want clients who are staying with us to realize that they have choices, and their choices can be very empowering, and they have more power in the world than they realize.
Right, and just to quickly sum up here, we also have support groups, abuser treatment programs, parenting skills, all those issues that have to be dealt with.
And occasionally a cooking class.
There you go. Sometimes we have some fun doing these things. So let's give them some phone numbers. If they want to call us in Mitchell County, the number is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
And I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.